Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalms 119, letters Gimel and Dalet. Gimel. Gmol al avdecha echye v'eshmera dvarecha. Gal enai v'abita niflaot mitoratecha. Ger nochi ba'aretz al taster mimeni mitzvotecha. Garsa nafshi l'tava el mishpatecha, mishpatecha b'chol eit. Ga'arta zedim arim hashogim mimitzvotecha. Gal me'elai cherpa u'buz, ki edotecha natzarti. Gam yashu sarim binidvar avdecha yasiach mechukecha, yam edotecha sha'ashuai anshei atzati. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things in your Torah. I'm a stranger on earth, do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your judgments at all times. You have rebuked the arrogant who are cursed, who wander from your commandments. Remove me from insult and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sat and spoke against me, but your servant meditated in your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. The psalmist makes two requests in order that he will be better able to serve God and live by his Torah. Let me live to guard your words, and open my eyes so that I may see your wonders. These two are essential in maintaining a God-conscious existence. Of course, without life, there's no conversation, but perhaps it refers to the quality of life. As for verse 18, mystical interpreters of the Torah point to this verse as the source to understand how hidden Torah really is and how many more levels there are to plumb to appreciate God's true word. Mystical Judaism believes that the Torah possesses all of the secrets, and if you just open your eyes, Gal Enai, you will reveal all the wonders. They translate wonders of the Torah not in terms of miracles, but in how different and wondrous Torah is. And with God's help, one can uncover all of the mysteries and be transported to another dimension entirely. In verse 19, Midrash Tehillim asks why the psalmist would call himself a stranger and answers that just as a stranger, Ger, is foreign to all the laws of Torah, so too, he is really only at the beginning of the knowledge of Torah. Rashbam understands this verse to refer to our transient and fleeting existence in this world. Today we are here, tomorrow in the grave. Therefore, we ask that God not hide his laws from us for the short time that we have. Verse 20, my soul breaks garsa nafshi in longing for your judgments. The word garsa is unique. It appears only in this verse and in verse in Eicha. He longs so much for God's laws that his soul hurts and even breaks. Malvim has a creative interpretation. He suggests it is a command that God burn off his soul, the outer layer, burn off of his soul, the outer layer, so that he can truly appreciate the essence. Verse 22 uses the word gal a second time, this time in the negative, asking God to remove all the shame and contempt. Sforner suggests the shame David faces was due to some choices he made for one of his wives. David seeks God to remove all his shame before being able to truly serve him righteously. He then speaks of how even during his time engaged in political issues, his heart was always meditating on the words of God. Finally, once again, he seeks to delight in the words of God, noting that these words are his ultimate advisors. Dalet, davka le'afar nafshi chayeni kidvarecha, drachai siparti v'ta'aneni lemandeni chukecha, derech pikudecha havineni v'asichad niflotecha, dalfa nafshi mituga kaimeni kidvarecha, derech sheker haser mimeni v'toratcha chaneni, דרך אמונה בחרתי משפטיך שיביתי, דבקתי בעדותיך, אדוני, אל תבישני, דרך מצוותיך ערוץ כי תרחיב ליבי. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I've declared my ways and you heard me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. I shall talk of your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put the ways of falsehood away from me and grant me your Torah graciously. I've chosen the way of truth. Your judgment have I laid before me. I cleave to your testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of your commandments when you shall enlarge my heart. Calling out directly to God, the psalmist once again employing eight words describing God's Torah. Verses 25 and 28 conclude with a request to be revived or strengthened, kidvarecha, according to your word. The first verses ask God to show him the ways of Torah, teach the laws, let him speak of the wonders according to God's word. Verse 29, however, introduces some negativity, asking God to remove the path of lies. What path is that? French medieval commentators suggest that it refers to the actual individual who spread forth lies about David, such as Achitophel. Menachem HaMeiri, a 13th century Provençal scholar who wrote a commentary on all of Talmud and Tanakh, quite an extensive one, says the lies are more internal, and he is asking God not to fail in his quest to understand the word of God. Verse 30, as opposed to Derech Sheker, which means the way of falsehood, this verse posits Derech Emuna, the path of faith, which he has chosen. Meiri continues his theme, saying that in the end, he chose to believe in the teachings of the Torah, which were faith-oriented, and that led him to learn the secrets of the Torah in his research, and not to trip up in lies and falsehoods. Rabbi Eliezer Zussman, the rabbi of Pax in Hungary in the 19th century, wrote a commentary on Tehillim, Yalkut Eliezer, on this verse, and explained the contrast between Derech Sheker and Derech Emunah as a battle between secular rationalist Torah study, which is alluring but filled with falsehood, versus faith-based Torah, which steers away from the academic study and research and focuses only on tradition. We see that the timeless words of Tehillim are interpreted many different ways throughout the centuries. And finally, verse 32, a third usage of the word Derech is found here, appended to the word Mitzvotecha, God's mitzvot. He concludes this section saying he will follow God's path of mitzvot, provided God enlarge his heart. Hirsch explains that enlarging of my heart refers to the releasing him from the negative influences which affect his psyche and prevent him from devoting himself to God. Meiri sees it differently, understanding the widening heart here as expanding his intellect to understand the mitzvot.